Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and this is the I Am Well show, and I'm your host, Annemieke van Eijkerhoff from the Netherlands, and my co-host is Justin Ebner from the United States. We're having quite a challenge today. We do not have a guest because people were not able to tune in time. We've tried to reach them because we've got something special today. Today, the I Am Well show is about medicine in Wisconsin. And recently, the group Occupy Wisconsin, there is a very new group, has completed and opened a tiny home community for the homeless. And it was founded on the belief that no one should have to be homeless in the world's richest country. And this is the first city to take this initiative, with six more cities planning to adopt this thought. And they opened last Sunday. They cut the red ribbon, so to speak, literally cut the red ribbon with its scissors. And there is 9 tiny houses there already occupied with homeless people. And the homeless themselves built the community, of course, under supervision and with a whole lot of volunteers. And you can find them anywhere. You can find them on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube. They have a website, you name it. You can find them anywhere. And they are not planning to stop right now. They are planning to go right ahead and build more of these communities. But the first 9 people are housed now. And we are going to spend this whole hour speaking about how much these tiny houses mean, how important this initiative is, and how important it is that it gets done everywhere, really, because in the United States, be honest, anyone can become homeless from one day to the next. I've seen it happen with friends of mine who became homeless over a medical bill because she had a really good job at the police. And she turned sick. She got kidney problems. She had to go to hospital, wound up having an operation, having to spend several weeks in hospital. And the bill was so big that she lost her house over it. And she is homeless still 5 years later. And she can't help it. And she won't get a job anymore. And these people are having a house. These people are now having a house. With a house, they have an opportunity to be clean, to have clean clothes, to go looking for a job, and they don't freeze in winter because these houses are absolutely amazing. They are so well built, they are so well insulated. It is amazing. Okay, I see that we are having a caller, and Justin is going to talk with the caller for a moment to see who they are. It might be someone from OM Build, and that would be amazing if we could have that. Right now, I will let you know that you can find this community, Occupy Wisconsin, Occupy Medicine Wisconsin, on Facebook. And what you do on Facebook is you type in OM Build, OMBUILD. And there is also a special volunteers page. If you would like to volunteer for something like this, or you would like to organize it in your own place where you live, that's the same, OM Build, and then volunteers. They are on YouTube, OM Build on YouTube. Find them. They have some videos on there. And there is also a website called www.occupymedicine.com. INC.com, OccupyMedicineIncorporated.com. So again, www.OccupyMedicineINC.com. Tiny houses and more, with plans, with information, how you can help, how it works, the ribbon cutting ceremony, how you can organize it where you live, and much, much, much more. So by all means, go look there, what you can contribute. They take donations, you know, to help them with the good work, and you can see what is all a part of this tiny house movement and about the site that they recently opened with the 9 small houses. Yes?
I'm back. I just wanted to know. We have a caller by the name of Prem from Houston, and she says she has a question. Our comments.
Okay, and so. I think I know Prem from Houston. I think she wants a reading.
Oh, does she? Okay, let's bring her on up.
Okay.
Hello, Prem.
Hello. I'm here.
Prem, I think you're calling for a reading, right?
I wanted to share in the comment. I don't know if you're doing readings.
No, we're not doing readings.
Yeah, exactly. I had a comment.
Okay, what was your comment for tonight?
Well, it was interesting that you were talking about the Madison Project and everything, and you know the fact that you mentioned you never know how life can turn the next day, where someone can become homeless, and you can be in the best of position, and things turn, and that's when, and that happened to me too, a few years ago.
Really? Oh yes. My God.
I'd gone through a divorce and pretty much lost everything. I mean, everything was taken away. And I never thought I'd be in that predicament, ever.
Right.
And it made me look back, and it was such a life lesson to look at people in such a different way. Not that I ever judged anyone that was homeless, but when you really have nothing, you really, really understand them one-on-one, what they're going through.
Absolutely, absolutely.
As opposed to when you're driving by in your car and you're feeling comfortable and everything. And, you know, ever since, it was like, even if I had $10 to my name, I'd give $5 to someone that was on the street if he was asking me for money. But like here, you know, you might go spend it on alcohol, but, you know, whatever you do with it, it's none of my business to judge, but I'm going to share it with you.
Right. Right,
so you always look different to helping, at such
people. Yeah, because you've been there and done that. You know how it feels, how they might feel, and
yeah.
What they might need. So yeah.
Correct. A bit to assist those projects. You know, when they're trying to help someone too, because you just really never know.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, they're in the south of the United States, it's nice and warm and all that, although they have winters as well. But I mean, when you come in the upper half of the United States, it's so cold.
Yes.
You know, people actually freeze. And which state are you?
In Texas, and we get scalding hot. So, I don't know which is worse.
Well, hottest. Too hot is not too good either, you know. You can also die from heat, and that's not too good either. Then you really want to have some underground house to stay cool.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So just really, even if you have a few dollars, just give it and just let it be whatever they spend it on that you trust will make the best decision with the money. I remember this one time I pulled over and I really just had $10. That was all I had. And I was like, God, you know, I don't want to give him $5. I'm going to have $5.
Yeah. Well,
and I was so, so sad and depressed. And he smiled. Like, it was like God smiled through his eyes. And I just started tearing up. And he said, thank you, you lovely lady. I truly appreciate you sharing your money. And I just bawled last, like crying the whole way home. And I was like, oh, I'm so grateful I shared it with him.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos of people, you know, organizing to give to homeless people, and that they just go around sharing shoes and clothes and T-shirts and food and drink and sanitary products and all that. And they do it with actors and such, you know, to see what the reaction will be. And afterwards, then another one comes in and, you know, asks normal people to share something, which they won't do. And then asks the homeless people to share something they have, they will share. They are so, you know, well aware of how bad it can be to have nothing.
Correct.
Exactly. And, you know, that what I was going to say was, you know, it's funny with that whole mentality that we have when we have so much, we're always so afraid of losing it, so we just hold on and we need everything in our lives to define ourselves. And then when we have nothing, we see what we can actually truly live without, so that we are more able to give to others, because we know what we can sacrifice for our own survival. And not only that, but also to share with others and their well-being, and be more concerned about others as well. So I just thought that was fantastic.
That is so true. And that is so the purpose of money in the first place. It's an energy. It's not a holding place. It's a place of circle.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Now, Prem, you've been in that situation. You've come out of it, obviously.
Yes.
Now, on behalf of this Occupy Medicine movement, they are wanting to spread it all over the United States, of course, and several cities. Like, you know, we know about 6 cities that have already adopted the idea and are, you know, starting to set up a similar thing, because it takes working together with municipality and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can happen really fast, because Occupy Medicine really purchased or was given the ground that they built on this spring. So it went really, really, really fast. I mean, look at municipalities. They can be quick if they want to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As usually, they will drag their stuff out. But this time it went really fast, and they did everything by the book.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as probably friends and family and everybody know about what you've been through, and maybe you could organize, you know, that people start to think about it, that this is possible to do for homeless people, to build tiny houses, and that there is support, that there is already a movement that does that, that will help with what they know and what they learned and how to do it. They have plans and everything available.
Yeah.
And for those who are not able to organize a similar thing in their hometown, maybe that they can donate to the good cause, that they can build as many tiny houses as they possibly can on other sites, or maybe to expand the one that they already have.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. I'm
you know, this is
that.
Really an inspiring topic that so many people can get inspiration from and take action with whatever means they have. I mean, you might not be able to help them build, but you might be able to finance a little bit of the building, and everything is welcome there, you know.
Yeah.
And they need goods for in the houses, like, you know, stuff they can make beds from and cupboards. And, you know, if someone wants to have a new kitchen, well, they can use the cabinets and the sink and everything.
Correct.
That they can donate the goods, you know, for the good cause, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be good. And maybe someone knows a contractor, because they built a lot of these tiny houses in a big hall. And the hall was also, you know, that they used was a goodwill, that they could be there and build the tiny houses and everything inside before they went outside and put a roof on them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just like to ask around and see what people will do, organize a group, start a group, you know. There's Facebook, there's Twitter, there is God knows what.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yes, I definitely am passionate about that.
Great, amazing. Oh, Justin is telling me that we have another caller, so it was very nice chatting with you. I hope you can do something, you know, productive in this, that you can activate people and inspire people and empower people to, you know, take matters in their own hands in this, and that there's a lot that we can be doing for the homeless people besides just telling how bad it is that they live this life.
Yes, correct. Assistance to make
wonderful.
A change. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. It was amazing talking to you. It was a whole other side of you than we know already.
Yes,
and we're going
sure
over
is.
To the other caller. I wish you
all
an
right.
amazing evening, and stay tuned. Listen in. Maybe you want to learn something. And we'll
definitely.
Keep mentioning the website and everything. So,
yes.
yeah?
Many blessings.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Justin, you said we have another caller, so maybe we can bring him in. Hello? Caller? Hello? Okay, Justin is having a little time to bring the other caller in. I will mention the website again. It's www.occupymedicineinc.com. And they built 9 tiny houses for homeless people, planning to do more. It was opened on November 16, so last Sunday. Yes.
Anamiki, our next caller is actually Will, and he was actually part of the Madison Project, and he wants to come out and share a little bit from personal insight.
Oh, yes. So. By all means, let's have Will on the show. Yes, welcome to the
show. Welcome, Will. Good evening. Thank you so much. I was hoping that maybe we could talk really quick and I could tell you what I have knowledge-wise, which is a hell of a lot. But it spurned off from the occupation of the Capitol in February 2011 and numerous people starting to learn that our community, some of us, were living on the streets. I came to town with some money for about a week. We had the Capitol, so I wasn't sure if we were going to hold on to the Capitol. But after a week, my money ran out, and eventually they kicked us out of the Capitol. People had come together, started meeting the homeless people that lived right there near the Capitol on the streets and the problems they were going through. Eventually, the tiny house project grew out of that a lot of time. A lot of really good people came together to put that together. A lot of people have put their own money into this. We're accepting donations, and boy, do we need some donations now. The project is just about to pop into everywhere in the country, hopefully, and people are really starting to give a crap about each other and not think it's okay for people to be freezing on the street and, you know, that kind of thing. Sorry, was there anything I could say to you? Or?
Oh, yeah. There are, oh man, there is 1,000 questions we would like to ask you. Now, it was opened recently, like last Sunday. Were you there?
It was the grand opening. I stopped by real quickly. I've been lucky enough after assuming I was going to go to jail or be bumped off or something after a week here in town and the occupation was going on. I met the girl of my dreams, so I'm living in a home now with her for a couple years. There's just so much going on right now. This last election was the biggest joke I think anybody's ever seen. We have evidence. They're testifying up in Washington somewhere at one of the councils that the guy who programmed the suckers to be able to cheat us with those machines was explaining exactly how he did it to somebody up in D.C. the other day. It's on the internet. I'll figure out who it is and what it is. See it, but
yes,
it's just gotten asinine. And if we've got to go through that kind of crap and wait around another 2 or 4 years and try and get the other side, it's like bad WWF, Worldwide Wrestling. They're both screwing us. So I'm sorry, I'm going off subject here. It's my own personal trip. Occupy Madison is full of good babies who've been busting their ass for a long time. They've got that property, the houses are just about to be occupied. There's 3 that are done right now. There's different sections that have to be completed on the project, which of course takes money, and loads of people have been donating money through the time that it's been available to do so. But we could use tons more, and the times are coming up to have money's due for the next section of the project. So I totally appreciate you guys talking about this stuff. Is there anything I could tell you that I'm not rambled on over already?
About the donations, there is a button right on the homepage of the OM, of OccupyMedicine.com. Right on the homepage, when you scroll down just a tiny little bit, on the right side, there is a donate button. So you can donate whatever, even if it's just $1, $5, $10, you know, whatever you can spare, please donate, because this will really, really need it.
Yay. Yeah. God, it's so nice of you to say so. Oh, my gosh, it's totally true. Yay. Please do.
Well, we want to do whatever we can, because, you know, I try to promote good causes, and especially, you know, homeless people, because it's so rampant in the United States. It's really ridiculous why people become homeless there. I mean, I live in the Netherlands. In my country, that doesn't
Yay.
Happen.
Oh, I'm still down. I live in Madison, the best place in the world. I'm still fond of Madison now, but I was 3.5 months in Amsterdam, man. Oh, you guys kick ass. It's wonderful.
Well, no. I did have a question.
Oh, there's a window. Sorry.
Yeah, my question is actually, I was reading an article about your actual project out there in Madison, and they were saying how you guys actually help the homeless actually pitch in and assist you guys in building their own homes. Is this true? And
yes, exactly. Yes.
That's awesome.
You want to expand upon that? They're doing everything that they're able to do. Not everybody is able to do the same thing. Some people are good at art. Some people are good at building. Some people are good at helping in tiny little ways every little other place. And everybody does everything they can do. And it's the sign that they're putting in the effort and that we're working together is the whole idea of this. And I'm just so excited with the good babies that are here. I'm sorry, to me, everybody's a baby, right? There's just so many good babies here just working their butts off to try and find out how we can start working together when the country's deciding who we're going to go bomb and kill next, you know? So I'm cool.
Build things instead of destroy things.
Yay, there's a thought, and then maybe we can wave that better than anybody else flag that we seem to have all over the damn place. Sorry.
But I agree with you. It's absolutely true, you know. And there's, you know, it's the government. It's not the United States people themselves, because if you talk to them, I have like 2,000 people that I know in the United States or that are on my page. And when you ask them, they are, you know, all over the government that it is not doing what the people want, but you know, you have very little chance electing them. And I go like, yeah, why even vote? I mean, they would come up with a president even if no one would go voting.
Exactly. What if two people probably, yeah?
And you know, when the people show what is possible, if the people take initiative and start projects like this, building tiny homes for the homeless so that they are actually, you know, safe and off the streets and, you know, have a little bit of feeling of a normal life, you know, having a toilet, being able to wash their clothes, be inside and sit by the heating and read a book with a cup of coffee. I mean, the simplest thing.
Exactly. Just like you guys were saying, you don't know who's going to be next. What business are they going to close down next? And is there a lot of jobs out here? Well, not for the kind of money that you're making if you still have a decent job, which you're one of a few people if you still do. So I suggest that we do have to come up with these ideas. And Tiny House is a really great project, and I hope people will donate to it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And not just to Madison, but everywhere that they have more of these ideas. You know, Madison is not close for everybody. But, you know, you can organize this in your own hometown where you live, and you can, if you don't know how to, you know, donate, if you don't have any money to donate, maybe you can donate some goods that they can use to build the tiny houses with, or that they can furnish them with. You know, when you want to change your kitchen, please, you know, donate the old one so they can use parts of it, of all of it. And if you want to have donate
the old one. I'm sorry. You can look on the web and see exactly what they need. I do believe there's a web page that says what they can use donations in.
Yes, on the page there is a separate part about OM goods, buttons, T-shirts, items currently available, items sold, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, how you can get on, how you can start your own community, what you can donate. They are on Indiegogo, you name it. And they're really doing it big, you know. They're really doing it the right way, asking and being over YouTube and Facebook and all that. But nevertheless, I would like to, you know, it's not just my radio show. I have another radio show as well, but I also know other hosts, and I would like to, you know, mention them as well and have the group go to other shows and talk on other shows. And you know, I've been busy all day trying to get to the organization and to have people call in And, you know, I got Brenda, and Brenda said, well, I can't reach anyone, and I'm in a meeting at the time, so I can't be on there. So she
yeah,
did
Brenda kicked butt.
She didn't reach anyone yet. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate all the effort you're putting into this. And if everybody would donate what they can, that would be totally killer. This is the best group. And I'd say we occupy the planet again and stop letting this war crap take our minds
yeah,
away from what's important and helping
good.
Each other.
Thank
yeah, you so much for your time.
People don't,
yeah.
don't need to live in huge, big houses. You know, look at Little House on the Prairie. Those people were happy in their little tiny house. They weren't rich, but they had everything they needed. And
yay.
We declutter and not have, you know, 5 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms and all that. Well, you don't need that. You really don't need that. And, you know, tiny homes is anything under, say, let's say 500, 550 feet. And these houses are really small that they built now, but they have a community house, right?
It's a start, mm-hmm. yes. There's a community house with a kitchen, a bath, a disabled bath, handicapable, I'm sorry, bath, however you're going to say it. Yeah, and like I say, there's a number of phases that are going, so this project is continuing on, and money is definitely appreciated.
Right.
Thank
and
you so much.
And
I totally
house, they can
it.
Also, you know, wash their clothes and shower and stuff?
Yes, yes, I understand they're going to build in a laundry facility. I don't know which phase it is, because I've kind of, like I said, be working on my family and going over when I can to help. Hasn't been as frequent as it was in the past, but I'm planning on getting busy again. So there's a lot to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You have your own life right now, you know, you with your new relationship when and all that. And that is, of course, a very happy thing for you to have. And you know what it is like being living on the streets and all that. So it is amazing that you can see how you progressed and how you moved on and got out of it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful helping hand that we have here in Madison. There's a lot of great people and working forward. So, yay.
Yes, and, you know, those people are everywhere, really. You just need to inform them and inspire them about the fact that this can be done for homeless people. And then, you know, I think a lot of people are willing to help if they would just know how to.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. And instead of looking at the stories that you've heard, it's from people who are like trying to dismiss the homeless as choosing to be that way.
Yeah.
I think maybe if you took time to find yourself in that position in your mind and go out to speak to some people, maybe you get a better idea. So I thank you again, and my girl's come. Hold on. My girl would like to talk to you.
Oh yeah, wonderful.
Jen, please. Hold on a second. Please. Don't do that. I'm sorry. My girl would ask, excuse me, dear, what did you want to ask? Dear? Yeah, she's very shy. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
She's about to bust up in laughter. She's so embarrassed. So I have to just assume she doesn't need to know.
No need to be shy. We can't see you. We can only hear you.
She's the best. She's really done a lot with Occupy Madison through the time that I've been included. And like I say, that's been a long time. So there's been a lot of good days, been a lot of good things on this. And like you're saying, people are starting to wake up all around and learn that we need to help each other and stop dismissing people as wanting to be in the bad situation they might be in.
Absolutely. No, but well, there are a few people who choose to live on the streets, but that most of them want out of there. Most of them got in there, you know, for certain reasons, and they would like to live a normal life again.
Very, very true. Normal life is a lot better and easier to share happiness when you're not freezing to death. And got a good example of that while I was here on the streets.
Yeah, when you have a normal bed to sleep in, you're warm, you have a chair to sit in, you can eat normal food, and you can have a warm cup of coffee. That's already a whole lot.
You can go back to where you've left a few of your personal belongings, and they'll still be there. That's always nice, too.
Yeah, and you start developing that sense of security that we all kind of strive for, you know, where that consistency at the time. You know where your next bed's going to be, where your next time you're going to lay your head, the next day you're going to get your warmth from, or you might be able to bring some food to, and et cetera.
The ability to check on family you're concerned with and not be so tied up in trying to feed yourself or stay warm enough to be alive the next time to call them. Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes. And they're quite self-sufficient as well because they have chickens, they have a community garden where they want to grow their own food, you know, things like that, and solar panels and stuff. Anyone have solar panels they want to get rid of or some business that wants to donate solar panels, please, by all means, feel free.
Oh, that would be sweet. Yay. Thank you so much again. This was really nice.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. It was amazing talking to you and, you know, getting so much information straight from the horse's mouth. That's wonderful.
Thank you again. You have a great night. I'm going to go check on my girl. Thank
yes,
you. Occupy the planet. It's ours. Yay. Love. Thank you again.
Thank you for calling. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Wow. That was
That was fantastic.
And I see that we are already at halftime right now. I think it would be a very good moment to go to a commercial break, and that will be just a few minutes. It won't hurt. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stay tuned.
One second. I'm having technical difficulties, folks. Bear with me.
Yeah, that happens when we are both talking to a guest who calls in, and then all of a sudden I drop the bomb that we are going to commercial break.
No, I went to go play the commercial, and the whole thing just jumped on me to somewhere further down the list, and I had to scroll back up to find the commercial. So here
Welcome
we go.
Welcome to the RBR Network of radio shows. The RBR Network and the Rimpert Broadcast Network are a part of a program being developed by James Rimpert Powell, founder of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics and the creator of the Radio by Rimpert Network. The RBR Network page is at www.blogtalkradio.com/Rimpert, R-E-N-F-O-R-D. We encourage you to also check out Rimpert Broadcast Network at www.youtube.com. On Monday evenings at 6:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have Pam Drennan with the Cosmic Contact Show, and at 8 p.m. it is Keith Blanchard with the Searchers Roadmap Show. Then on Tuesday at 8 p.m. it is Anamika with the I Am Well Show. On Wednesday at 7 p.m. it is the No Show hosted by Reverend Robert J.B. McMillan. At 8:30 p.m., James Rimpert Powell hosts the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program, a 54-week program including support material and online coaching. On Thursday evenings, it is Daryl Clark coming to you from New York with the Progressive News Weekly at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 6:30 p.m., Eddie Milton is the host on Night Search, a program that has been on the air for 13 years. On Sunday at 11 a.m., the Core Concepts Show broadcasts the Core Concepts Lectures, which are held each Sunday. These are recordings of the Core Concept Lectures that we have each Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Central Standard Time in Memphis, Tennessee. And on Fridays and Sundays at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will feature recordings from our affiliate station, Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. The Bookman Television Show is broadcast on the Comcast Cable Network in Memphis each Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Bookman Show, the Core Concepts Lectures, and the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program are all on the YouTube.com. You can access them by going to the Rimpert Broadcast Network channel. We would like to invite you to visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics at www.im-cor.org. The books are available in the bookstore, and you can view all three degree levels of the Institute. There are three free e-books, a free e-zine you can download called Lightways, and an information packet for first-time authors called the Author Packet. Before we get back to our show, we want to invite you to go to the website of the Laws of Materials Wealth Personal Development Program at thelawsofmaterialwealth.com. provides a look at the most comprehensive, interactive, and proactive personal development program available today. It includes the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook by the same name, 4 DVDs, a CD, an infomercial, 3 commentary outlines, and 54 weeks of support material and online coaching. Thank you for listening to the RBR Network of Shows. Enjoy the show.
And we are back after the break. And tonight's topic is Occupy Medicine in Wisconsin, who builds a whole community of 9 tiny houses with a community house, a community garden. They are planning to have chicken there, build their own, grow their own food. In the community house, they can use the showers and the bath. They can use the washing machines. They can cook there. The tiny houses are only 99 square feet, but it's enough to sit warm inside, have a bed there, to sit with, you know, with a book and a cup of coffee, or to have a few people over. There's enough space that you can sit with 4 or 5 people inside and just sit and talk and have a sense of security, have a feeling of home, and, you know, being off the streets. And it is also very valuable that you can wash yourself, wash your clothes, that, you know, enables you to absolutely go out and look for a job, because you look clean, you smell clean, your clothes are clean. And that might just give you that nudge, that might just give you the edge to find a job and have a normal life again. Not that not having a job is not normal, but you can earn money again and, you know, choose what to eat, choose where to go. And, of course, the whole organization needs a lot of things. Of course, they need donations. So on their website, www.occupymedicineinc.com, on the first page, on the home page, just scroll down for a little bit and you will find a donation button. You know, if you want to help OM Build grow, they're actively looking for donations to help mitigate the repair costs of the new building. The roof needs fixing, the bathrooms needs to be installed, other big ticket items, please help if you can. Click the donation button there so they can actually finish the whole product. There are already a few houses that are occupied. And there was someone asking, you know, because it's Wisconsin, it is very cold in winter, how the houses are designed, how much cold they can stand. And the houses are designed, these special ones, you know, in Wisconsin, considering the climate, to be heated to 65 to 70 degrees Fahrenheit with an outside temperature of minus 15. Well, that is very good, because minus 15 is extreme cold, which can every once in a while happen, but not all the time. So you're always good in one of those tiny little houses, because you will never be cold. The system works. And these homes are built with help from the homeless people themselves and lots of volunteers. They need volunteers, they need donations, but not just money donations. They also need materials like wood to finish it. They need, you know, things for furniture like beds and blankets and chairs, tables, you name it, some kitchenware. Things like that. And it would also be amazing if some businesses would donate a few of their people, to, like, you know, the houses need to be drywalled. Now, there needs to be some painting jobs need to be done, the outside, but also the inside of the houses. If there would be some businesses out there that want to donate some hours and materials in there, that would be amazing. They are also on Facebook, and their official page is OM Build, OMBUILD. They also have a special volunteers page if you're interested in that. It's also OM Build, and then volunteers, very simple on Facebook. There's www.occupymedicineinc.com, and they are on YouTube under the name OM Build. November 16, the red ribbon was cut, and the Madison, Wisconsin Tiny Home Village with 9 tiny homes in the community building was opened. It has a community garden, parking spaces, and they're planning to have chickens. So they can grow their own food, have their own eggs and chicken, and that's already a whole lot. Justin.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I know you are. You know, there is a lot that people could do. Maybe you have some good ideas that I haven't mentioned yet of what people could do.
Well, one thing I did read about that they're doing, they're also putting in like an orchard and stuff like that, which would
yes.
be great for a lot of the fruits and stuff like that they need to ingest. You know, the fact that they're building their own garden there, that they're going to be self-sufficient in a sense, is a fantastic model, and I love that. I also love the fact that it's going to be warm enough for them to keep warm during the winters, which is a big concern, especially for homeless people. Because I know back growing up, I did a lot of stuff in Flint, Michigan, where I originated from for a while. And I don't know if you know anything about Flint, Michigan. It's a very poor city, especially after GM pulled out of it back in the late 70s, early 80s. And
mm-hmm.
gangs just kind of took over, and there's a lot of homeless people, a lot of addicts, et cetera, et cetera, and a lot of abandoned buildings, and that's usually where they end up, like, taking over and living in. Some are even living in this thing called the mazes, like there's an art maze underneath the bridge in downtown Flint, Michigan, where a lot of a large homeless community is currently living in. And this kind of movement is really moving to me because I know because I used to do a lot of movement where we were donating a lot of blankets and so forth to try and assist to keep them warm during the winter. You know, we may not be able to have the funds or enough people to build these or even have the idea to build these tiny homes like this. But we at least came forth and donated blankets as much as we could, even coats, jackets, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a wonder to see that our communities are pulling together and looking for unity.
Absolutely.
With the whole
yes.
nation.
Absolutely, and, yes. Tiny homes are becoming popular as it is. And I also know Gregory Clune, who lives on the West Coast, is an artist. But every 6-7 months he goes to New York and he goes to a dumpster and he creates a few tiny houses that he donates to homeless people, which are on four, not as big as car wheels, but four, like moped wheels. And he does that as well. That is his private contribution. And there is, so much people can do. And in those little tiny houses, 99 square feet, there is a bed, there is a composting toilet and a loft that you can, store your things on. It plugs into the grid, but it also has solar power and it is on a trailer. So it's on wheels. That was a requirement. They have vented propane heater and they have a water system. So there's a whole lot those people can do. They have, electricity in the house. They can brew their own coffee and tea, heat some soup, stuff like that. They can cook in the house. They can have like a microwave. They can do a lot of things. The one thing they cannot do there is shower and wash their clothes. So there is a community house where they can do all that and probably
mm-hmm.
more. And who was the caller, by the way?
I was just letting you know, we have another person that's calling from Madison who is another an Occupy builder, and his name is Bruce.
Oh, Bruce, welcome to the show. Thank you very
Hi.
Much for calling in.
How are you?
We're well, thank you very much. We love having you. What can
Where's
you tell
your
us?
Show? Where's your show? Are you guys in Canada?
No, the show is in Memphis, Tennessee, but it goes worldwide. We have affiliated other broadcasters, other networks, and they rebroadcast our shows as well, and they go to over 120 countries worldwide.
Cool. So, yeah, I've been involved in Occupy since the beginning, basically the beginning, and I worked on developing the houses and the village. And, well, I was the one, I'm the one on Facebook that posted that I had something to do, but I had a few minutes left. I got back.
Oh, that was you.
Yes. So, the village is just a couple like basic facts is the village is broken up into three distinct phases that we had to go through. We went through an exhaustive city process to get the zoning approved. So this is sort of the boring details, but we're just completing phase one where four occupants can move into the village, and they'll occupy the first three homes. And then when we raise enough money, we'll be able to begin phase two, which will be a kitchen area, and that will allow six more homes on the property. We also build the homes on the property, and we have a small retail store because we build homes in the shop, and then sometimes, for example, during the holidays, we'll build different pieces of furniture that we'll sell to raise money to sustain the village.
Hmm.
Yes. Yeah, I saw you also, there were volunteers asked to, you know, to build pallet furniture and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so yeah, and we sort of, we phased into the project by, originally we built the homes to exist on the streets because we didn't know that we would purchase property. So we built the homes so they would be off-grid. So, for example, yes. The first home has propane heat and has solar and a 12-volt system so it can be off-grid. And then the new homes, that were built specifically to be in the village are on the grid, so they have electric heat instead of propane heat. And it's all pretty exciting. You know, we're a small group of volunteers, but we've had probably 200 volunteers come through on the weekends and at night to help build the homes, to help do a vast majority of the work to make the site ready for the homes to be on. There's a lot of not only construction on the building to bring it up to code, but also just a vast amount of sort of site and landscaping work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And as you mentioned, to bring the buildings up to code, you have to answer to certain codes of the area that, you know, that for Madison, there that you abide the laws. You have to make it all okay.
Right, yeah. To get, you know, the houses, to be able to move the houses there, we had to start with the city and go through a zoning process to allow for us to actually get the property zoned for the use that we're using it for now. It's sort of it's called a planned urban development. So that process alone probably took us 4 months before we could actually get this, and six neighborhood meeting with the neighborhood so that the neighborhood felt comfortable with what our plan was there.
Yeah, they didn't want to have, you know, a bunch of criminals running around, but when you make them understand that this is a really good cause, rehabilitating people by, you know, getting them off the streets and actually offering them a life, which will probably also, you know, give them a chance on a job, then they look different on it.
Right, and, yeah, and the folks that, you know, gain stewardship to the homes, they have to work... they work with the organization either on the homes or in the village, and it takes 500 hours of sweat equity to earn your stewardship for your house. And then sort of involvement ongoing in the sustainability of the village.
Yes, wow. Absolutely. They have to, you know, they have to show they really want to put something in it, not that they can just get home for free. They have to work for it.
And the folks that are moving in there have been involved in our group since the beginning. The Will, what Will talked about earlier, the solidarity in the encampments, and it was a long process. Our tent, the Occupy Madison tent encampment, lasted 580 days, and it moved 30 times. And So, you know, through those many, many cold nights, lots of discussion about what things we could do, how could we create something that would carry on the energy of the group.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you have to keep being empowered and inspired, and, you know, every time someone offers to help or donate something, it's another support, and it's another, you know, little push in the back.
Yes. So, did you have any other questions? I mean, I've been doing all the talking. Do you have any specific questions about the village?
Justin, do you have any specific questions? You're usually
You mentioned it maybe a little bit earlier, but I just want to get clarification, because you were saying that you had four people, four of the homes are available to have individuals to move into. How do you determine who's moving into those four homes? Because I'm sure you have a whole long list of people that are wanting to move in.
Well, the first, the group Occupy Madison has been together for 3 years. So folks that are experiencing homelessness that stuck with sort of the many meetings and, you know, the many times that we had to go to city council and meet and plan and then rent space. I mean, the folks that are getting the first homes have sort of been involved in the group for at least the last 2 years. So all of them have more than enough hours, many more hours than the 500 required that we sort of. So they've all been involved in the group for a long time. And so it was choosing those folks was a fairly easy process. As we move forward, you know, it'll be based more on, you know, hours and who's contributing, and as far as who gets into the village next and so forth.
Yeah. And as far as the village itself in the future, do you guys foresee like an elder, like council type thing to keep things, I guess you want to say homeostatic, the way it is now, how you guys are envisioning it to become? How do you guys maintain that vision future on down the road?
Well, so the group is there's a board, you know, there's the group's sort of structured, you know, one of the values of Occupy Madison was a very horizontal approach to governance. So even though we have a board of directors, we try and maintain no hierarchy. We have as level of governance as we can, and as far as the village goes, there, you know, you could sort of see the property broken up into a couple different activities. You know, you have your residential area where the folks actually live, and that's sort of private to it's a small property, but the residents are sort of private to the, you know, the space that's the retail space and or the actual shop where we build things. So each sort of activity has its own committee that meets. So you have OM Grow, which is our urban farming, if you will, and we'll eventually have a greenhouse on site, and that group sort of oversees the gardening and that and the site. And then you have OM Build, which builds the actual tiny homes, and I don't know if Will had mentioned it, but we actually partner with a high school in town, and the kids, in a construction class start a tiny home, and that's their project for the semester. They cannot, they don't have enough time to finish the tiny home, but they can actually build the shell, and then they deliver it to us, and we finish the tiny home. So they're just starting on their second home. So OM Build is all about building the tiny homes, and then OM Village is the village. OM Grow is the urban gardens, and and those are all sort of broken into different groups or committees, and then they all report back to the board, I guess, is how we sort of structure things.
That's fantastic. That's great to hear. I appreciate you taking the time to explain that to us.
Sure.
And sharing your time and your experience and sharing with this great movement you guys are all pushing forward.
Yeah. Well, thanks for thanks for getting excited about the project and trying to highlight it for us, and I hope that you continue to sort of follow us online and thanks for having me.
Oh yes, you bet. And I'm trying to get you scheduled for other shows as well with other hosts. I know one that actually broadcast coast to coast in the United States. So that would be amazing if he would have you on the show. That would be great.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being on the show. And we've got 1 minute left, so I wish you an amazing evening, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right, have a good night.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Justin, that was amazing. It was really amazing.
It
was, something totally different today than people are used to hearing from us, but this is really great, so I appreciate the callers how I've called in, Prem and Bruce and Will. It was amazing hearing your stories and hearing your info. So again, the OM Build is on Facebook. OM Build Volunteers is on Facebook. And the website is www.occupymedicineinc.com. Please go there if you want to have any information, if you want to donate, if you want to help, check it out. Thank you, everybody, for listening in today. There will be another I Am Well show next week. And have a great evening. Bye-bye.